John, my good friend on the lights, could you give me just a little bit more house light so I can just take a look? Because I can't see a thing in terms of what's in front of me. Oh, there they are. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You can just keep it like that for maybe this song at least, just so that I can... Oh, it's better. Eye contact. Wonderful. Wow, you look good. Smartly dressed. Yeah, you're lovely, yeah. Smell nice, too. So excellent, excellent. Good, good, good. Well, it's good to see you. Because I always like just seeing two big eyes up there. And nothing wrong with that. I'm used to that, but I do like to see people, too. So, so yeah, it's been an... Oops, oh, dear. Obviously, there wasn't enough light. Okay, are we...
We all right?
We need another drink? Okay, troublemakers in the third row. All right, I got them. I got into Toronto, played Hughes Room two nights ago, I think it was, and then Coburg last night. And I've just been listening. When you guys say Toronto, you don't, do you? You say Toronto. The T's completely disappeared except for the first one. I have no idea. And even the newsreaders, it's Toronto. So I think you should respell it T-R-O-N-O. That's Then someone pointed out to me last night that we actually have a few English words where we don't quite get it right either, so I quickly shut up. But I think it was on the tour that I came here in 2007, maybe 2008. I wrote a song when I was down in Toronto, which involves a very strange tuning where you take your D string down to a C. I say this because there's probably at least one person in the building who cares. And it came, I always have strange experiences in Toronto. I played in Hughes Room a year or so ago, and I remember leaving that night, and I fancied a Tim Hortons on the way home. So I found the Tim Hortons, and there was this fella, kind of an oldish fella, I think he's probably about 70 or something, but he'd locked himself out of his car, love him, and his engine was running outside the Tim Hortons, and he couldn't get into it, and he was just hoping, he asked me if I had any tools, and I said... I got a guitar, so I don't know if that's... But he was lovely, and he looked very distressed, and he was asking... I said, isn't there... don't you have some friend or someone you could ask to come down and help you? And he said, well, not really. I said, you know, your wife? He said, no, I can't call my wife. She doesn't know I'm out. So, and he said, please don't write a song about it either. So... But on that trip, I was in Yonge Street and hanging out, and I was observing the life of the homeless on the street there, and they were just entertaining so much. There was this fella on the corner there of Yonge, and he was a big tall chap. He was taller than me. He was about, I don't know, he had this long brown moth-eaten coat. You may have seen him, I don't know, but his gig was to swear profusely at any four-wheel drive car that happened to pass him by. So some big Lexus came by. I was like, if any small car came past, he would bless it like some homeless eco-warrior pope. You know what I'm saying? This guy was amazing. And then I heard the sound of bagpipes. I did. So I thought, what the hell? So I walked down a few of the blocks, and sure enough, there's a guy in a kilt giving a bit of that. And you know those moments in a day, maybe once a week or once a month, well, you get this little epiphany and you just burst with life because you see it and you see the goodness in people in the most craziest of situations. And the darkness is there, it just makes more noise, but the goodness too. And I just love these guys, and suddenly you just feel this warmth towards your fellow man and woman. And I just knew there was a song in the air, so I plucked this thing out, and this is called Kindness.